From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, you're very welcome to the Sunday edition of Let the Bible Speak here at midday. Today we're going to think about a big question, a question that we all must face. How can a man be just with God? It's the guilt question. Please stay tuned as we open the Word of God and think about what He would have to say to our hearts. First, here's the Reverend William McRae with a very challenging gospel piece.
Oh, sinner, the Savior is calling for thee. Long, long has He called. He called thee when joy lent its crown to thy days. He called thee in sorrow and pain. Oh, turn while the Savior in mercy is waiting.
Over the deadline tonight.
This afternoon I'm going to talk to you about the guilt question. We read about it in the book of Job, chapter 9 and verse 2, where Job asked the question, how can a man be just with God? How can a man, how can a woman, how can a young person, how can a human being be just with God? This is a very great question. Guilt is a problem in society. It affects people's psychology. It moulds and it shapes behaviour. It is a weight, it is a burden that people bear. It can be the cause of mental illness. Very often the greatest difficulty is the incapacity to forgive oneself. To have a clear conscience is one of the great blessings of life. So from that account, let us consider this guilt question and see what we can learn from it, that it might help us today, that it might help you. First of all, we'll think about the basis of human guilt. Guilt is based upon our morality, it's based upon our ethics. In a most simplistic way, we become guilty when we break the rules. The rules may be the law of the land. They may also be seen in terms of what is expected of us within society, within families, within marriage. And when we break those rules, we experience guilt. But what is it which determines the rules? Or rather, who determines the rules? What is it that makes certain things in life acceptable and certain things unacceptable? Even the most primitive societies have rules against such things as murder, theft, adultery. Lying and dishonesty are frowned upon the world over, regardless of religion or creed. So why is that? I will explain why. And it is this fact which is the basis of guilt. We are not a collection of cells. We are living spirits, and the spirit within us has been placed there by God the Creator himself. And it is God who has made man, who has given us the spirit, who has written the rules, and he has written the rules upon our hearts. And the place where he writes the rules is called the conscience. And the conscience is the moral voice. It shouts, it cries when we break the rules. It causes us misery. That is where guilt comes from. A man may murder, escape punishment from the courts, but the voice of the conscience will chase him down until the day he dies. A man may commit adultery, escape detection by his wife, but his conscience will plague him. This is the voice that God has put within the heart. Guilt is based upon the law that we cannot escape from, not the law of the land, but the law of God himself. The Lord Jesus Christ said that keeping the law isn't merely a matter of observing a set of rules. That would be difficult enough, yet it would be possible. In theory, it's possible to be a good man, to be a good woman, to keep the law outwardly. But Christ said it is about attitude, it is about desire, it is about craving, it's about longing in our souls. He raises the standard so very, very high, and therefore from that perspective, we all break the law, and there is a name for the breaking of that law. That is sin. And the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it is this law of God that determines us guilty. And it is this law of God that makes us all guilty. But let us move on and think about the reality of human guilt. It is a good thing to feel the emotion of guilt. It proves that we are human, that we have a moral compass. When a person does terrible things with impunity and doesn't suffer guilt, that is a sign of God's restraining hand being removed. The Bible talks about people whose consciences have been seared with a hot iron. Take a hot iron to your flesh and there will be pain, but eventually the nerves will die. Feeling will disappear from that spot. And once the nerve has been removed, there will be no pain. And that is a very dangerous thing, because if we don't feel pain physically, we'll hurt ourselves even more and we won't know we've hurt ourselves. And whenever God sears the conscience, nullifies the conscience, causes the conscience to be insensitive to our sin, that's a dreadful thing, because it means that the person will go on and on and on in a reckless, destructive path, and not care at all. And there are people like that. Guilt is a good thing to experience, because guilt teaches us that we need to put things right. Guilt is a very real experience. It can cause an individual sleepless nights. Sometimes the guilt is experienced after a few years. The person has committed some deed, and then years later, the conscience finally catches up. We have a name for the experience of being guilty before God. It is conviction of sin. Conviction is where a person realizes that the life has been opened up before God, a great God, a vast God, a holy God, a God to whom I am accountable. And the question, this question that Job asked, is so relevant. How can I be just before God? I'm going to stand before him one day. I've broken his law. How can I be innocent before the law of God? And when a person asks that question, really asks that question, there can be tears, there can be a blackness, there can be a darkness, there can be a weight, because the person realizes that it's not just about who I have wronged in this world, it's about who I have wronged in the world to come, the great God of eternity. Let us also think about the enormity of human guilt. This spirit of guilt, the enormity of it, can only be weighed in the balances of eternity. One day we will stand before God, a holy God. And what will it be to be a sinner in the hands of an angry God? The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. The person who has broken the law of God may have happy days, but that person will never have a safe day and will never have a satisfied day. And every day is a dangerous day. And if you don't know the Lord today, this is a dangerous day for you, because you're angry in the sight of God, and one day you'll have to stand before him. And will you stand before him as a guilty sinner? Finally, let's think about the absolution of human guilt. Absolution, that's a good word. How can we be absolved of our guilt? This is what Job was asking for. How can a man be just with God? How can a man be just before God? How can it be? Yes, how can it be indeed? Because we have no righteousness. We are sinners. The guilt needs to be reversed, and yet we are guilty. So how can the guilt be reversed? How can we have this righteousness? The answer is found in the great exchange. Yes, you heard me right. The great exchange. We read about that in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, where Paul talks about Jesus Christ. For God hath made Christ to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God made Christ to be sin for us. Christ took our sin. He took the guilt of our sin. He took the weight of our sin. He took all our law breaking. He took all our guilt. And he made it his own. He committed no sin personally, but yet he took our guilt upon his own body. That's what happened at the cross. Christ took our guilt. Our guilt was transferred to him, in order that we might have his righteousness. You see, we can only be just before God whenever our sins are dealt with, whenever punishment has been meted out, whenever the law which demands punishment has been satisfied, and Christ satisfied the demands of the law for us by dying for us as that perfect sacrifice. And through his death, through the shedding of his precious blood, we can be given his righteousness. And this is the great exchange. He took our sin that we might have his righteousness. And when we have his righteousness, we are just before God. You see, the real lesson is this. We cannot be just before God by being good, because none of us are good. We cannot be just before God by being religious, by going to church, by trying our best. That will never be enough. It will never satisfy God's law. It will never remove the guilt. We can only be just before God by putting our faith in Jesus Christ alone. And it is only Christ that totally absolves our guilt, because he took our guilt for us. And just weigh that carefully in your own mind as I come to a close. Here is a Saviour who suffered the wrath of God for me, who was perfect, who was blameless, and yet he took all my sins upon his own body. When you put your faith in him alone, his righteousness becomes ours. And suddenly we have peace. Suddenly we can face death. Suddenly we can face the judgment day. And it's all because of Christ. How can a man be just with God? by trusting Christ the Saviour. Have you trusted Christ the Saviour? Are you prepared for the great eternity? I pray that you are, and if you have concerns, please call me, get in touch. But all you need to do is ask the Lord for salvation today. This guilt question, answered through faith in Christ alone. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.